Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me for this segment, a representative from FMI Products. He is the director of business development. His name is Dave Kelly. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I don't know, 6 months ago, there was a trade show of sorts here in Santa Barbara, and your regional director of sales, Barry Franks, was there, and he had some setup going, and we were chatting, gave me his card, and it sounded like a very unique product that you have invented, if you will, or introduced. I don't know how long it's been around, but if you want to just give me, sounds like you sell a lot of different products, and you actually manufacture fireplaces to be built in new construction homes, but this is something a little unique. Why don't you just give me a little thumbnail about the company before you dive into the product?
Well, I'm with FMI Products. It's a full-service hearth products manufacturer. Our core business, however, is mostly in gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Actually, FMI has the capability to produce 1,000 fireplaces a day, so they're one of the largest fireplace manufacturing companies in the world. Of course, we, you know, with the building industry down and so sales are down considerably from what they were about 5 years ago. We're making 300 or 400 fireplaces a day now, as opposed to say 800 or 900.
I'm shocked to even hear that. I guess I haven't really thought about. Of course, there's not a lot of new construction going on in Santa Barbara, but I don't know if people would have realized that. You know, when someone builds a house, they figure they just have someone come in and build a fireplace, as opposed to buying something from a company like yours?
Well, actually, most of the fireplaces in this day and age are factory-built. Last year, we shipped, just on the wood-burning side, we shipped about 20,000 wood-burning fireplaces, and they go all over the country. There's a lot of wood-burning fireplaces that go to the Midwest and southeastern U.S., so we ship them everywhere. But on the clean-burning side, we have developed a technology that's called Purefire. It is a catalytic system that is hidden in the top of the fireplace, so it's not visible to the homeowner, and it provides about an 80% reduction in particulate emissions and over 90% reduction in carbon monoxide and VOC emissions. But it also provides about a 30% increase in heating efficiency in the fireplace.
Say that.
The homeowner will be a payback in wood-burning costs and heat as it translates into the home.
Say that last part again about the heat.
It's fireplaces are notorious for being inefficient for heat. With the catalytic system in there, it actually, if you have a 300-degree fire below the catalytic system, it produces over 1,000 degrees in radiant heat, and much of that energy is transformed back into the home. So you get about a 30% increase in heating efficiency in the fireplace.
Well, I know, as a matter of fact, I have a listing right now, and we're going to be doing the physical inspection this afternoon, and the owner had installed something, and I think I've heard a term like heatilator or something, or sometimes there's a little fan or something, and it just generates a lot of heat. So I didn't know that this was a kind of an offshoot.
You're talking about is a technology that's used in wood heaters, which are appliances that they're promoted as fireplaces, but they're designed to be operated with the doors closed. Our technology is for the open hearth fireplace. These are open fireplaces designed. This technology is also for masonry fireplaces, which are usually the open hearth configuration, where you don't have any doors on the fireplace. You have an open burning environment, and that's where you get the heat coming back from the doors, no doors on the fireplace. The heat's actually pumped back into the living area, so that's a significant improvement in heating efficiency. And there's, to this system, this catalytic system, there's no maintenance required, no power. Like I said, it's not visible to the homeowner. It is approved by EPA for new construction and for retrofits. We've received approvals from all the air districts in California to retrofit fireplaces and San Joaquin Valley and South Coast and all up and down the coast, Bay Area, Sacramento. And we also won the EPA Clean Air Excellence Award for new technology. So it's been recognized by EPA for its contribution to improvements in air quality.
Well, I didn't realize the added benefit of throwing heat back in the room. I thought it was essentially this filter that just reduces smoke coming into the air. I thought that's what the, you know, that alone might generate some interest in some people who want to, you know, burn wood fireplaces. You get that big flame, but of course you're throwing that smoke up there. And I think the new law, isn't in California now, you can't even build a home with a wood-burning fireplace?
In the four major air districts, Bay Area, San Joaquin Valley, South Coast, and Sacramento, they have banned wood-burning fireplaces in new construction. However, the Cal Green Standard in 2013, which is coming up shortly, will require that all new construction that takes place in California, where they still allow wood-burning fireplaces, it will have to be an EPA Phase 2 qualified fireplace like our technology.
And how unique. So are you the only one making this type of product?
We are the only ones making this type of product. There are some other fireplaces, very expensive fireplaces, if I may add, that are available on the EPA BurnWise website. But ours is the only technology or the only fireplaces designed specifically for builders, which is what we'll call builder boxes. And the add-on cost for our system is less than $300 in a new fireplace and about $500 in a retrofit. So we consider it to be very affordable for the homeowner. And as it turns out, we were initially promoting emission and clean air improvements with the system. And we're getting now more interest from the community when we start promoting the heating efficiency improvement. I mean, people are interested in clean air, but they're not necessarily interested in paying for it, as it translates to, between $300 and $500 for a unit to go in their fireplace. But if they can see a 30% increase in heating efficiency, then they can get a payback in one heating season from an investment in one of these catalytic units.
Talking with Dave Kelly, he's the director of business development for a company called FMI, which, by the way, I went to your website. I couldn't find out what that stood for.
It's a Fireplace Manufacturers International. It's actually the original parent company is no longer in business, so FMI was acquired and restarted recently in the last couple of years, and now we're, like I said, one of the largest fireplace manufacturers in the world, certainly one of the largest four in the U.S., and probably the largest manufacturer of wood-burning fireplaces, so...
I got to tell you something, Dave. This is like just so unusual to me. I just never even gave it a thought as to the fact that somebody is actually manufacturing fireplaces and shipping them to put in new homes, or if someone's doing a major remodel, you just simply buy the fireplace already built. That's pretty, my path didn't cross there. Very interesting. So, let's get back to this. I can't remember what I actually saw at this trade show, but you're talking about this pure fire. This eliminates, you say, 80% of the particulates, 90% of carbon monoxide, and VOC. And I always forget what VOC is. Volatile
organic compounds, and they're considered to be some of the nastiest stuff by EPA. EPA calls all these different things criteria pollutants, particulates, carbon monoxide, VOCs, nitrous oxide or nitrogen oxides, and we eliminate all of those or significantly reduce those with this catalytic system.
So. Right, and it's organic. You think it was organic, it'd be okay, but it's not okay. Volatile organic compounds. So let's get brass tacks. Now, I own a fireplace, wood-burning fireplace, and let's say I wanted to... What does one have to do in order to make it? What is the real cost?
Well, we sell two chimney sweeps. And so chimney sweeps are generally the ones that would do the installation in an existing fireplace, or we have the technology available in a new fireplace, so you can buy it as either an add-on through a chimney sweep or as part of an original fireplace as a standard equipment in the new fireplace. So if you were interested, if someone were interested in getting one of these products installed, they would simply contact their local chimney sweep. And we make these very affordable to chimney sweeps. So depending on the chimney sweep and the area and so forth, and even the type and size of fireplace, it can range anywhere from $500 to $700 for the installation, but that's a turnkey installation with a full 3-year warranty on the full replacement warranty on the technology, and
And so, because I watched your video of, that you sent me, and it showed someone like putting in a filter or this membrane or something, but it, yet it's no maintenance required. So I don't understand that.
No maintenance. It's almost like a self-cleaning oven. The technology is a reticulated structure. It's a ceramic reticulated structure that has a noble metal catalyst on it. We apply palladium, a nanotechnology palladium, so it fires at about 300 degrees Fahrenheit. And like I said, when the fire is burning very low, and the combustor is fired by this low burning fire, it's generating 1,000 degrees of a radiant heat that is felt coming back into the living area. So even with a low burning fire, you get this radiant heat back into your living room.
Well, like I say, you know, yeah, $500-$700 with the way, of course, this year, gas, natural gas, the prices were a little lower. But so you're doing something really great for the environment, and you're going to lower your heating bills. So there's literally, it's an investment that will pay you back if you do burn a lot of wood and use the fireplace. You're going to heat your home, and your neighbors will appreciate it, I suppose. And
by all means,
it's very interesting. So the website is FMIproducts.com, right?
Yes, it is. And also, if any of your listeners want to see the technology, maybe on YouTube, if you type in Purifier Fireplace, the same video that you saw, Mark, will come up on YouTube, and they can watch an installation and see how it works and get some information. And then if they're interested, they can just contact me.
Purifier Fireplace. Just type that into YouTube. Yeah, it was a very cool video. And you can contact Dave Kelly just by going to fmiproducts.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, pretty wild technology. I'm glad to know about it, and I appreciate you coming on the program.
Well, I appreciate you having me. I look forward to hearing from some of your listeners.
All right, Dave. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Dave Kelly, fmiproducts.com, or type in Purifier Fireplace on YouTube. And I watched this 3-minute video, so you know, $500 to $700. But you know, if you're using your fireplace a lot, you don't even notice any difference. You don't have the glass doors. You get some heat, more heat into your room, and basically, usually you fire up that fireplace. It's sucking heat out of the room, makes it colder. You think you're warming up by the fireplace, but overall, I don't know how efficient that is, and it'd be very interesting to see. I didn't ask them when they built that, but it's kind of interesting. I kind of like the idea. And particularly if you're building a new home or you're doing some major remodel and you want to put a fireplace in, you can't, but you put this one in, boom. Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with something. I'll think of something. Stay tuned.